help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Best friend, why tell all these lies? If you're trying to round me, here's some free advice. Can't you pick on someone, someone more a fool? Not at all impressed, I find your antics cruel. She's gone. Just a day, 2 years since we started, you know anyway. lightly. She just wouldn't leave with anyone but me. She's gone, I don't believe you. She's gone, she should have deceived you. She's gone, I won't believe that. She's run away with the yachting type.
This is a beat for sound. I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
She said, listen, John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to two-time you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her. Gordon, she replied. Not that Puff, I said, dismayed. Yes, but he's no Puff, she cried. He's more of a man than you'll ever be. Both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless to pack me for Gordon just 'cause he's better looking than me, just 'cause he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. She's a tart, he's very cheap. She is a slut, he thinks he's tough. She is a bitch, he is a puff. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. Yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
yeah, yeah,
I'll get the mate Perry to it.
Yeah, yeah,
he's threatening.
It's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's
yeah, but Perry's a mate of Gordon's,
yeah, yeah,
isn't he?
It's not fair. Yeah, yeah,
oh, well,
it's not fair.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah,
I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah,
cause
he's a
fan,
and
yeah,
he's a
yeah,
friend.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not fair.
He's
very
cute.
Morning papers full of love. what you eat. Who will you go? Can you tell me all your ambitions? The men you say wrong went well and I think. Well, Thomas the Imposter, he lived a lie, but admitted that cause that was his way. Just like us, our princes and towers, such soft boys.
Million. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Some wild affair. He fell in love and got away, but she is still alone today. Still loving, no one knows. Don't feel bad for her. Don't be sad for her. Maybe it's meant to be that way. La 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 la
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Smiling right out of a dream. Now they're on our roll.
Tonight.
Now they're starting to roll.
Tonight.
How I've waited for. If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Gordon Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.